Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
All right, so this video is in response to someone that wanted to know, why is the apple cider vinegar burning my stomach? It's supposed to help me, okay? Let's just talk about that. Normally, when a person has acid reflux, GERD, which stands for gastroesophageal reflux disorder, which is a situation where the valve is not closing and the acid comes up into the esophagus, or you have heartburn, indigestion, or bloating, when you take apple cider vinegar, normally that helps a person. But on occasion, it can worsen the situation. Why is that? Because either the person has an ulcer, and you put acid on an ulcer, that hurts. Or they have gastritis, which is inflammation of the stomach, or just inflammation of some part of the digestive system. So you're putting this acid on an inflamed area, you're going to make it worse. Now, in this situation, you want to avoid apple cider vinegar. But I think taking a little apple cider vinegar to determine if it makes you feel better or worse is a good thing, because you can quickly rule out if potentially you have one of these situations, or if you have low stomach acid, which is the more common situation, because normally the stomach pH should be between 1 and 3. That's very, very acidic. And if it's not acidic enough, what happens? The food doesn't digest, it becomes incomplete, and you start getting like a bloating, indigestion, which is kind of a backup. You're just not breaking down the food properly. And also realize, as a side note, you need a strong acidic stomach to even release the other digestive organs too, like the release of bile from the liver, the release of certain enzymes from the pancreas, so it all works together. So basically, if you take apple cider vinegar, it's gonna make you feel better or worse. If it makes you feel worse, you want to avoid it, okay? You want to first heal the ulcer or the gastritis or the inflammatory condition. And what I'm going to recommend is chlorophyll, okay? You can find a supplement or use wheatgrass juice powder, but the chlorophyll is a great healer for all three of these. And it does take some time. It does take a series of months. What you really need is more acid, but we can't do that until the stomach heals. So we have to recommend this step first, then this step later down the road when this is healed up. Cabbage, by the way, has a natural chemical called glutamine, which is really good for peptic ulcers and inflammatory conditions and definitely gastritis. So cabbage juice is really beneficial. You can get them in tablets, or you can even get glutamine in tablets too. It's a good healer for ulcers. So a good probiotic is very important too, not only to act as a defense mechanism against the pathogens that could cause these, and also to add just more complete digestion in other parts of the digestive tract. One last point I want to make is that when you take baking soda, for example, you're alkalizing the acid. And yes, it might make you feel better temporarily, but realize that if you're going to alkalize the body with either baking soda or alkalizers or whatever, like calcium carbonate, you're going to take the little bit of acid you have left and weaken that acid. And it's going to be hard to recover because you need a really acidic, strong acid to digest at the stomach level. So this may help you temporarily, but in the long run, it's going to actually make things worse. All right, so thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next video. I'm not sure if you have my app yet, Dr. Berg app. It's totally free. You should download it. Okay, this is what it looks like. You click it. It gives you all sorts of great resources. I have all my YouTube videos on this app. Okay, and it's regularly uploading the most recent ones. All the YouTube videos are also converted to audio versions. Okay, so you can use it when you're walking, exercising, driving your car. I have a mini course on there. I'll be putting additional courses. I have a lot of recipes on there. This is new. And also PDF resources. So there's various downloads, PDFs that you can get as well. And if you wouldn't mind, after you download it, check it out, give me your unbiased review and tell me how you like it. I want to know. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly.
You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.